Well, you know, the secret sauce of Nashville and the ecosystem is this culture of collaboration. And so I think what it reinforced to me is the confidence that we have in what makes this ecosystem capable of really influencing the way healthcare ought to be in our country.
Hello and welcome to the Better Care Podcast, where we tell the stories of clinicians, healthcare leaders, and innovators who are improving the way clinicians work and deliver care. Today, we have a special episode that was recorded live from the Nashville Healthcare Sessions Conference and features multiple guests recorded in about 5 to 7 minute mini interviews. In this part one episode, Evidence Care CEO Bo Bartholomew interviews Phil Gibbs of Care Transformation Studio, Vic Gatto of Jumpstart Capital, Fahad Tahir of Ascension St. Thomas, Judith Bird of the Greater Nashville Venture Capital Association, and Marty Bonick of Ardent Health. A lot of different topics are covered in this one, from the election's impact on healthcare to cross-industry collaboration and investments to advancing technologies that simplify the patient experience. Enjoy this special episode live from Nashville Healthcare Sessions.
Welcome to another short episode for Better Care Podcast. Phil, why don't you introduce yourselves to our audience and tell us a little bit about where you are, who you work for, and then we'll jump into a few questions.
Great. Thanks for having me. Phil Gibbs, CEO of Care Transformation Studio. I have had the Disruption Lab, probably better known in Nashville for the Disruption Lab, but we started taking the content of the Disruption Lab online and are creating a platform for experts to be able to share their expertise with healthcare organizations to be able to improve healthcare, kind of the future of work. eSpaces that we created a number of years ago was a physical platform. This is a digital platform for the future of the workforce.
Awesome. For the audience, Phil is one of the well-known innovators here in Nashville. He's mentioned three different organizations he's helped launch. Phil, we're here at the Nashville Healthcare Sessions Conference. Tell us first a little bit about the type of people you've run into here and in this unique conference.
Well, it is, it's people from all over the country, of course, a lot of people from Nashville, a lot of familiar faces, but it's people who are really interested in transforming the industry, improving healthcare. The system's been broken a long time. There are things that are happening that are really encouraging and exciting to be able to deliver better care for the patient for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've had providers, we've had IT companies, payers, AI companies. Any highlighted innovations that kind of caught your attention the last day or two?
Well, I just came from a session where I heard a story that was really fascinating to me and one that really made me feel good about the future. And it was an Oracle presentation and discussion of a onboarding of patients registration software. And the discussion was, this is amazing software. How did you develop it so quickly? And the developer said, we didn't. It's software that's been used in prison systems, and we simply brought it over to healthcare. Huh. And to me, that is something that needs to happen. There's so much out there in other industries that healthcare can learn from, can adopt, and can use in healthcare that can really make the system, because all of us have experienced being handed the tablet to write in information as we check in for a patient visit. And the future is just where it all happens for you through a digital process. So the potential of digital being in the system, deeply ingrained in the system, is transformative. And I think there's exciting things that can happen from that.
Oh, that's a perfect story. Thank you. When you think about where we were 10, 20 years ago versus where we are now, are you more or less optimistic about healthcare providing better care?
You know, I think I have to give a mixed response to that. I've heard a lot of presentations and a lot of discussion at the conference around the payment system. Heard one comment that I have a value-based care company. Well, a value-based care company is simply the method of being paid. And we spend so much time and have to within healthcare focusing on the payment, but most other industries do not have to do that. So really getting to the core of improving the delivery of care, the clinical side, the delivery of the care, and we're starting to see that, I think, happen. And it's all about systems and processes being enabled by technology, empowered by AI. Obviously, that term is used over and over, and it'll become more and more prominent as it plays a role in making healthcare better. So it's still, I remember one time, you'll appreciate this. We had done a lot of process improvement dealing with low-hanging fruit, and I'd been away from that work maybe 10 years or so, and I was on a plane, and I sat down next to a person. Turned out they were a consultant, and they told me, I asked what they were doing. They said, well, we're working on low-hanging fruit. And I'm thinking, I thought we took care of that 10 years ago, but it's always there. It's always there.
I will say one of the more innovative stories I heard is Mark Cuban's business. They're self-employed, self-insured for his employers, employees down in Texas. Yeah. And they negotiated an 80% discount off of Medicare for procedures through direct contracting with the hospitals. And I thought, no way, that's crazy. They'll never happen. And then he goes, well, we also agreed to pay in cash up front.
Yes.
Before care is given. And I think that type of innovation not only can provide better care, but was truly innovative. I've never heard anything like that.
Yes. The opportunities to improve are still just, there is so much low-hanging fruit. And the ultimate goal, obviously, is to improve health.
Yeah.
And then when care has to be delivered, what is starting to happen also is the place of delivery is transitioning. And the appropriate place, whether that's in the home or a clinic or some other more friendly location that the patient feels more comfortable in, obviously, and we're starting to see that really happen. So that's exciting. There are a lot of exciting things happening that I think are going to make the patient's life better as well as their health better.
Well, Phil, anything else you want to share?
Well, just thank you for having me. Enjoy talking about innovation in healthcare.
Well, we're glad to have you on. We appreciate all you do for this city and for healthcare.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks, Phil. Vic, thanks for joining us. Tell us who you are, where you are, what you do.
Yeah, thanks for letting me jump in. So I'm one of the co-founders of Jumpstart. We're an early stage venture firm focused on healthcare, anywhere from inception, kind of pre-seed through Series A, and lucky enough to be an investor in Evans Care.
Absolutely. And you also have your own podcast.
Yes. So there's two co-founders in Jumpstart, myself and Marcus Whitney. We began to realize about a year ago that the news cycle is really accelerating quickly, and we were having trouble keeping up ourselves. So our solution, our hack to keep up with that is to hold ourselves accountable and every Thursday do a podcast about all the news around healthcare innovation. That's called Health Further.
Health Further.
Comes out every Saturday. We do the news roundup, and then we'll sprinkle in guest episodes about particular topics as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
And I know there's been a lot of hot topics here at Healthcare Sessions.
A lot of really interesting topics here.
What are a few kind of nuggets of takeaways that you picked up?
What I really am excited about is the collaboration between the existing provider networks that Nashville's been really known for forever. And now we're seeing this inflow of Nashville getting bigger in size, the Healthcare Council getting bigger in size, and we're starting to attract groups like Oracle. David Feinberg at Oracle just was on stage talking about like bringing best practices from other industries to healthcare. And Oracle has the distribution, the power, the balance sheet to be credible bringing that. We had Cost Plus Drugs earlier today talking about bringing price transparency and lower cost to drugs, which is a huge source of excess spending, let's say.
Absolutely.
So I really like the idea that Nashville is always going to be a provider town from the beginning, but we're expanding and we have lots of different aspects to really bring a much more integrated solution to healthcare.
Yeah. And in terms of connecting the dots to better care for the patients out there. Obviously, cheaper drugs, better access to providers. But what are some of the takeaways that maybe you heard a theme through the sessions?
I really see trends around bringing better access to care, better caregivers. Like, so our staffing, the people in healthcare, really are the source of a lot of the value, or the delivery systems where we're interfacing with the patient and providing empathy and providing the expertise and the hands-on care. Those people have struggled through the pandemic. It's a hard job. And I'm seeing a lot of new solutions coming out that sort of in a derivative way create better care. It helps the nurses and the physicians and all of the caregivers to have the tools they need, kind of empower them to deliver better care. So that's the first thing. Then the second big trend I'm seeing is behavioral health really being integrated instead of point solutions, integrating that across the different disease states. Because it really is, I think it's true that everyone has some aspects of behavioral health that they could improve on. And whether it maybe not be debilitating, but you could work on something. Maybe you want to be a little more careful with your eating or exercise more, or you do have an actual behavioral health diagnosis that you're working on.
Yeah.
I think that I'm seeing that much more distributed across the healthcare system, which ends up in better care.
In terms of technology trends, listening to the providers, everybody's got electronic health records. Any themes there about kind of seeing better care pushed down for the providers and the patients?
Well, I think really what I'm seeing is a fatigue around the multiple point systems. A lot of health systems will have 30, 40, 50 different vendors with point solutions, and that's difficult to maintain. It's difficult to keep up with, and they are looking to simplify and consolidate down, and tools like evidence care that can sort of bring evidence-based medicine from many different sources into that one experience where the physician can really get the information they need, right place, right time, I think could be really valuable. But that's the trend, is health systems are looking to cut back and have fewer tools. Well, they still need to have overall better technology, better information.
Yeah. Thank you. So, Vic, knowing that the elections will soon be over one way or another, what's the impact either way with the elections hitting healthcare?
Yeah, well, I think part of the reason I invest in healthcare and you and everyone here spends their life in healthcare is it's the biggest industry. Every person in America is really impacted by healthcare. So no matter who wins, I think Nashville healthcare will still be thrive and still have a lot of import. I think you'll see the two parties sort of go back to their roots, and the Democrats will strengthen the institutions. They'll focus on HHS. They'll focus on bringing solutions through the federal administrative programs. Whereas I think the Republicans will lean more on competitive markets and bringing transparency and cutting regulation. As a venture capitalist, I can work with either. So, you know, I'm sort of positioned to not worry about who is in the White House and focus on the fact that it's $4.5 trillion of spend every year. And a lot of that could be, let's say, more intelligently deployed using evidence care, using my portfolio companies. And so I think you'll see if the Democrats win, we'll have a much more federally regulated, try to bring solutions to the population from D.C. versus the Republicans trying to let the free market drive. And that tension back and forth, I think, is probably healthy, although it's frustrating to all of us to see it work.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
Thank you. That's my way to like be able to raise money from either side.
There you go. welcome to another Better Care podcast, short episode. Fahad, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Glad to be here.
I'm going to let you introduce yourself. So tell us a little bit about who you are, where you live, what you do.
Yep. Fahad Tahir. I'm the CEO of Ascension St. Thomas, a health system here based in Nashville, Tennessee, which is where I live, where we're headquartered. We have 16 hospitals and 250 sites of care across Middle Tennessee, serve a big part of the state, about 68 counties in the state. And we're part of a national organization called Ascension, which serves a third of the country in about 130 hospitals and 2,000 sites of care.
That's awesome. I know the answer to this, but tell us why Ascension exists and what their mission is.
It's pretty incredible. You know, we've been here in Nashville for five generations. 120 years ago, the local bishop, Thomas, wrote a letter because Nashville was growing so fast that it needed more healthcare. And he wrote a letter to the Daughters of Charity, these nuns that went across state lines in very difficult conditions to come here and start taking care of patients when Nashville wasn't what it is today, of course. And now, generations later, we've been able to create this incredibly complex healthcare delivery system that's grown with the city, with the community to serve all of Middle Tennessee and have destination programs that people come to from all over the country. And that health system journey is what a lot of pockets of Ascension have been throughout the country. And so it's very cool to see and both follow that lineage to really be inspired by that history, but also be pumped about the next version of it. How do we create that really great, impactful, generational vision of what the next phase of Ascension is and how we modernize and evolve with the needs of healthcare today?
Yeah. I'm going to share something no one in this room knows, and I know you don't know. So my father was on the board of St. Thomas with the nuns.
Oh, God, that's awesome.
And I will never forget the conversation around the dinner table when he would come home and say, yeah, I met with a bunch of nuns today. I'm like, what? And the conversation around margin and mission and just that delicate balance. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that is the essence of the topics here at the Sessions Conference, but also the essence of trying to really scale mm-hmm. care.
Yeah, we see ourselves as be good to do good. So the way we've crafted our journey as a health system and what makes us different is we want to be a destination for patients with a choice. People choose us because we're great at what we do. And we want to make that same caliber of healthcare available to everybody, regardless of their ability to pay. And so for us to be able to afford to do that, to do that financially responsibly, we have to be a great health system that models what the best practices are clinically, operationally, financially across the ecosystem. In a place like this at Sessions, getting to know and understand and learn from the best thinkers in the country about how healthcare is evolving, changing, what are the most cutting edge operating practices, but also the new influences like outside of the traditional status quo incremental thinking that tends to be what we call innovation. There are these leapfrog opportunities in the industry right now because of we're at the cusp of these technological changes. And then there's these kind of the density of population changes that are happening, both the aging population as well as the cost burden on our country. These forces are coming together and colliding in a way that really screams for new innovation. And so we're really excited to learn from everybody else, contribute and do our part to contribute to the body of knowledge.
Absolutely. Being here at Sessions, is there anything that kind of piqued your interest? Any highlights from the last 2 days?
Well, you know, the secret sauce of Nashville and the ecosystem is this culture of collaboration. And so I think what it reinforced to me is the confidence that we have in what makes this ecosystem capable of really influencing the way healthcare ought to be in our country. And so we're proud to be part of it. We're proud to contribute to it, but also not be complacent. I don't think Nashville has to be the healthcare city for the next 30 years. So as we celebrate our 30th anniversary as a Nashville Healthcare Council and really take intentional approach looking at what our impact will be going forward, I think part of what we're focused on is how do we cultivate what Nashville has been for all of us. Mm-hmm. You know, the casual, integrated way we learn from each other on a daily and continuous basis. I really believe it makes us better. I think we both agree with that. I think we've seen our fingerprints on each other organizationally and individually. And we think that has the ability to really inspire the way the healthcare in the country could go. And so that's I think, this next version. And Sessions is now bringing everyone into the party. Yeah. Nashville has a little bit been a well-kept secret in that regard. And I think Sessions allows us to recalibrate and frame it up for everyone else.
Yeah. And what's ringing in my head is be good to do good. I think that should be the mission of every company in any industry. That's something to aspire to. What does the rest of Ascension outside of Nashville think about what happens here, your role here? Are you all head and shoulders above other markets, or is it kind of everybody's got their challenges everywhere?
Yeah. As I said, we're a system of systems. So each region has its own footprint, makeup, history, ecosystem, assets and liabilities, for lack of a better word. And I think everyone has their strengths in areas where they want to get better. I think what we challenge ourselves to be is an innovator, a thought leader. And so we hold ourselves to the highest standards. When we benchmark ourselves, not just within Ascension, but against the best practices in the country on clinical, operational, financial, and strategic measures. When we think about where we want to go strategically, we want to be the thought leaders that Ascension sees as an organization, as a part of the organization that can influence where the organization ought to go, because we've seen it work, because we're early adopters, because we want to energize the future. And so we're just lucky to be part of an organization that both has that architecture that allows us to play and participate in that way within the health system nationally, and I think also has a desire to have an impact on healthcare in this country.
So pivoting just a little bit, what are the three or four problems you're trying to solve that maybe innovation might help?
Well, I think one of the things that we spent some time talking about at Sessions is just the degree of automation that we can bring to some very traditional, old school bureaucratic processes. And a big one that gets a lot of attention these days is around the charting burden, the documentation burden on caregivers, doctors, and nurses. The idea that these incredible people who dedicated their lives to take care of their neighbors are being overburdened with paperwork. And we're just not treating them as we're not listening and coming up with better solutions so that they can be free to be the best version of themselves. We let that happen for too long as an industry.
You're speaking our evidence care love language right now. You know that, right?
So I think with the opportunity we have now is through innovation, through new thinking, to really challenge ourselves to say, what is the right place for process and technology to really simplify that caregiver's experience so that we're not burdening them to do the heavy lifting on administrative bureaucracy? We know the industry requires it. We know the regulations require it. We'll figure out the most efficient way of satisfying those needs, but we'll allow the doctor to really make eye contact with the patient. We'll allow the nurse to really demonstrate the real empathy that makes this a life-changing moment for that family.
Yeah, there's nothing more important to protect than that patient-provider human interface interaction, and you're exactly right. If we don't protect that and we pull people away, it's going to drive inefficiencies.
Yeah. So I think automating the administrative processes, really deburdening the clinician, I think are areas that we're focused on. And we've spent some time over the last couple of days talking about, I think, looking at strategic partnerships in a novel way, looking at organizations that have depth and expertise in what they do and bring those capabilities together with our overall health system ecosystem. Well, all of us on the hospital system side traditionally grew up as hospitals plus, I think we're seeing ourselves evolve into an end-to-end patient journey that includes hospitals that play an important role, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's all we are. And I think we have to really think about that entire patient journey across the enterprise and looking for the right values compatible partners that are great at what they do that can complement our ability to convene the best medicine for the region.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. Other than your own organization, who's the most innovative, creative company you've come across this past week?
Well, the beauty of Nashville is we don't have to pick because there's this incredible breadth of talent and capability. So I think, like everything, just like you can't pick from the 31 flavors and you get two scoops of two different styles, mm-hmm. I think part of what I love is just being exposed to everything so we can mix and match and find the right ways to learn from each other.
Okay. So are you running for mayor? Because like that was the most politically correct answer that was on.
We're lucky.
Yes,
that's
we
the
are.
Cool part.
We're very lucky.
Yeah. But good job putting me on the spot. I thought you did a pretty good job putting me on the spot. I was waiting for, isn't this whole interview putting me on the spot?
Absolutely. Marty's over here taking pictures of you doing your answers.
I'm definitely in trouble. Is he coming after me?
Yeah.
But it's part of what's cool about Nashville is just when you look outside of this fishbowl, right? It's just all these people getting to know each other, learning each other's story, looking at what's possible in this industry together through a common lens. And it doesn't work every day, but the days that it works, man, it can change this country.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you joining the Better Care Podcast.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Fon.
See you.
Yeah. So welcome to the Better Care Podcast. Judith, thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
And tell us, I'm going to let you introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, where you are, and what you're doing.
Great. Well, thank you for inviting me to be here today. I appreciate it. I'm Judith Bird, and I am the brand new executive director of a brand new industry association here in the region in Middle Tennessee, supporting Middle Tennessee, called the Greater Nashville Venture Capital Association. And our mission is to foster and grow the venture capital ecosystem in the region and attract other investors to the region and market Nashville as a great hub for investment because of all the growth and exciting momentum here.
Absolutely. And I've had the pleasure of watching your career over the last 20 years, and you have done some amazing things and built great organizations. And the Greater Nashville Venture Association could not have a better first-time director. So we're excited for you.
Oh, thank you. You've built a couple of things yourself, Beau.
A few over the years. So let's talk about an interesting little intersection. So the topic of the podcast is better care.
Yeah.
And we're in the healthcare capital of the U.S. And there's a need for capital and investment. Talk to us about how funds and people invest in areas that truly provide better care. And we can start at that macro level or on an individual use case basis.
That's an interesting question. I could take it in different directions.
Wherever you want to go.
One reason that the Greater Nashville Venture Capital Association has come to the table and created an industry association for people to get together is to be intentional and strategic about that growth and improve areas of investment for the city. Traditionally, we have a great venture capital foundational hub here, and primarily that's healthcare services. But what we're seeing is this incredible change, and it's not lost on anybody that Nashville has incredible business growth and the secret's out. People yes. want to live here, raise their families here. It's a great business climate. The water's warm. The grass is green. but the secret's out. So people have been moving here from other parts of the country, particularly, you know, California, New York, New England, these traditional investment hubs because of this business climate. And with that has created a whole undercurrent of new people moving their offices here and moving to Nashville to invest here. But the traditional VC community is still very small.
Yes.
And there is a chasm, if you will, of early stage angel funding to pre-seed. And so our goal, one of our goals, is to increase and attract that piece of the flywheel to bridge that gap over yeah. time. And you'll see MedTech in particular is an area of huge growth. And we're seeing Edison Partners moving their fund here. Of course, everyone knows all about Oracle moving their global headquarters here. But a lot of people are banking on that MedTech in particular growth. So venture capitalists, in answer to your question, I know it's a long way to get to the answer to your question. They really fund solutions that are game-changing. They're the early stage funders of big ideas that are scalable. And so there's nowhere better in America really to see that for healthcare and the conflux of opportunity here right now.
Absolutely. And you just nailed the whole podcast with that sentence right there. So just know that you were terrific. So a lot of our listeners happen to be most likely at health systems, hospitals, and many of them have their own venture funds, and many people aren't aware of how important investing in innovation care solutions is, because many of those companies wouldn't exist without that capital. But do you feel like your organization kind of provides the inside scoop into kind of this hidden gem of Nashville healthcare and investing if they come from health systems in California or out west and want to find a way to get plugged in to see what's going on here?
Well, that would be the goal. So, you know, we really are truly a startup, and we have been building our board and announcing, you know, the future direction. Are we an Apple or an Orange? How can we serve you? What would be helpful for the community. So we've spent some time over the last few months listening and building what we think is an appropriate response to that to help bring people together and grow. But ultimately, yes, we're currently untested, but we believe that the community is collaborative and always has been, and that through goodwill and collaboration and leaning in and taking on that civic duty to make our city better is something that Nashville has done over and over and over again. And of course, anybody that's moved here, Bo, is very glad to connect and find their own network and build on their network. So we certainly hope to be the hub for that and the home for that, for people to feel welcome. And one of my key messages at this moment in time is, you know, we're listening and we're building this for the community and we'd like to do it together. So feedback is welcomed, ideas are welcomed. And we certainly do think that by creating an intentional community, we will be strategic over time, but also the place, the front door to come to make sure that if your thesis is in a certain specific area, that we can match you with people that are of your, you know, like-minded business development purposes to further your business. So we certainly hope that we would be the center of that activity, as we should be for VCs, as we're the community for the VCs.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. Welcome to the Better Care Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Marty, I'm going to let you introduce yourself real quick.
I'm Marty Bonick. I'm the CEO for Arden Health.
And who is Arden Health?
So Arden Health is a hospital-based health system, and we're really focusing on the continuity of care. You know, started off with traditional routes, but today we've got 30 hospitals across 8 markets in 6 states. But we've got over 200 sites of care, 1,700 physician partnerships that there's 1,700 physicians we're partnered with, and really focusing on the consumer as the center of our being and the reasons for our existence. How do we create a better care for our patients, whether they need facility care, whether they need clinic-based care, whether they need virtual care, and connecting the dots in between?
Absolutely. So, you and I were in an earlier session, so I'm going to throw you a little softball here. Tell us one nugget you took away today about better care and innovation.
Yeah. So as we talked about, innovation is such an important word in our industry, and it's ripe for innovation. As I said, we're finally at a sort of a point in time where technology is going to be working for us and for our patients versus the other way around. You know, technology has been this cumbersome thing that we've had with EHRs and ability to access information about yourself, about your own patient record. And so I think we're at this precipice where technology is going to be an enabler to improve care and improve the experience. But I think the word innovation, as we talked about, is overused. And we're not doing innovation just because it's the cool thing to do. We're doing innovation to make an impact. What are the problems that we have as an industry? And what are the things that we can leverage technology and make it easier for the humans involved in being able to deliver that care, make it easier for care to be delivered, make it easier for care to be experienced by patients?
Absolutely. Marty, why healthcare? Why are you in healthcare?
To make a difference. You know, I think that the nobility of what we do, you know, everybody's got to find a living, but what we're doing is changing and impacting people's lives every day. And we can never forget that. And I think those of us that have been in healthcare for our careers, like you and I, you know, we realize that, you know, life is tough and, you know, you can go through a day, a week, a month and go, am I making an impact? But when you step back and look at what we're doing, we are changing the way in which things are delivered. We are improving health outcomes in the communities we serve. We are making care better at the end of the day. You know, and we know, you know, when you get that occasional nice letter from a patient and go, how did we impact somebody's life? And when we see people at their most vulnerable, how do we show up for them? And that's why I do it. You know, I had a personal health injury, an accident.
I got hit by a car. I think you're the only CEO who has intentionally or unintentionally, the first few months on the job, gone and experienced.
Yes, I went deep, the undercover boss, and, yes. And experienced healthcare from the other side. I got hit by a car. Lady hit me going 55 miles an hour, and I projected off of her windshield into the woods, and fortunately some good Samaritans came and helped me. But I got to spend 4 days at one of the, you know, esteemed institutions here in Nashville in their trauma unit during the height of COVID. And, you know, what I realized is we've got great caregivers in this industry and people that want to do well, but we surround them with systems and processes that don't make it easy for them to do their jobs. And as a patient, you know, I realized a lot of the things that we do in the industry, we don't listen to patients' input. We don't respect their time. We don't respect their wallet. And we've got to do better. And I think COVID has shown us that there are options. There's a lot of great companies here that are doing innovative things to change the way in which healthcare is delivered. But I don't think that healthcare can be delivered in a point solution basis. Like, so I think the health systems have an opportunity and the responsibility to actually put these things together so that a patient can have a longitudinal experience and have that care delivered in a seamless and fragmented way. It's a vision for the future, and it's a journey that we're not there, a long way to go. But again, I think that, you know, with partnerships and technology, that we're at a better place now than we've ever been to deliver on that experience.
Well, I don't know if it was your experience in the hospital, and but you have set a culture. You've got the right people. You've got innovators, leaders, people who are passionate for your purpose. And you've created a phenomenal organization. So we are grateful to be a part as a partner with you.
Thank you. No, our purpose at Ardent is people caring for people, and it's our patients, it's our communities that we serve, and it's one another. We spend more time together, you know, away from our families with our work families, and we all are aligned by this common purpose of caring for people, and great to be partnered with you as well.
Well, let's go create better care.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bo.
Marty, thanks for being on.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Better Care Podcast. To ensure you never miss an episode, we encourage you to subscribe to the podcast on your preferred platform. Additionally, your ratings and reviews are invaluable in helping us reach a wider audience. Please consider leaving a review, and if you do, email us a screenshot at marketing@evidence.care, and we'll send you a thank you gift. For access to exclusive content and further healthcare insights created by Evidence Care, please visit evidence.care/bettercarepodcast. And subscribe to our email list. We appreciate your support and look forward to connecting soon.